There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's brand new Season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here on a Football Friday. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live with you downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On tap today, over the next 3 hours, we have a Circa Survivor winner from last year in studio, Chris Piper. We'll go over his strategy for this year, how he was able to get down 30 entries, and why he's only got 10 left. Amazingly bad first week, I would say.
Oh, yeah, for him. A lot of people, yeah.
Adam Chernoff, 90 minutes. We will concentrate on player props with him at that time. Chuck Edel, how do you like his return last week?
Gangsta.
4-0, bang, bang. And Jeff Siegel back into the show on some horse racing as well. I'm going to make a comment, and then I'm going to run out of the studio and duck. Last night's game, you could actually make a case that both teams should have covered.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah,
I understand. I mean, the way the game flowed and the way it turned out to actually go. And I say that because to me, and look, did I make a mistake? I played the Chiefs -4 in one of the contests here, so I had to put my plays in early. And I thought... Okay, with that being said, I thought the right side of the game was clearly the Chargers. But the way it went and the way it finished, where every person in the world who's streaming was working last night, they're screaming, get Herbert out of the game. He's hurt. You need to see like if he has broken ribs or not.
Yeah.
He cannot run to go pick up 2 yards in the first down. And the next play after that, he throws a 30-yard laser that like 7 quarterbacks in history could make. And then they score a touchdown to get the backdoor cover. I don't know what the hell happened in the final minutes there.
I know. I thought it was going to fall for. Andy Reid's kicking from the 1 yard line. Chiefs were horrendous all game in short yardage. Staley, as some people tweeted, we've lost Staley. Punting 4th and 2. Kicked a field goal. And then when he's supposed to kick the field goal with an injured quarterback, he goes for it and he throws the touchdown pass.
Correct.
You're right. But then again, I live and breathe. As I've said before the season, I don't trust this organization. I don't care who the coach is. I've been watching this for 15 years, this excrement sandwich, and they lose games. They find new ways every year, every week to new ways to lose, invent new ways to lose. And that's that. They had no business losing that game last night.
Nope.
I mean, you are driving to take the lead. Everett wants out of the game. He's signaling out. And they go, it's 1st and goal from the 2. They go, hurry up.
They go, yep.
No, what's your hurry?
Yeah, they saw it and they said, no, we're going to go hurry up, right. Stay in the game.
So then the guy who wants out of the game, they throw to. Right. And I guess he quits on the route, miscommunication.
Oh, he was done. He was out of breath.
Sure. I mean, yeah, nothing.
You saw that because the mouthpiece flew out And he sits there as soon as it's picked off. He's like, I'm not going after him. I'm going to pick up my mouthpiece instead.
Yeah. And that's the guy they throw to.
Right. And then after he's like, guys, and you can see him like, get me out of the game. It's like he has asthma. They're like, no, we're going to go hurry up.
Right. And they go to him.
And then
hurry up and they throw to him. And Herbert can't make the tackle either.
Well, and then, that killed you because of,
that
killed both of us because I had Everett anytime touchdown.
Right.
Right. He gets down a great play to get all the way down to the 4-yard line. They go back to him, Herbert staring him down like he's, a supermodel in a bikini. Like, hey, look at that. Wow. All of a sudden he has to go there.
Yeah.
And then it, the 99-yard touchdown to the house by the rookie.
Yeah.
He completely flips the game.
Yeah.
Along with, Staley's, what happened to Staley though? What happened to this ultra aggressive guy? I'm going to come in here. I'm a fresh face. I've never had a head coaching gig before. The math tells me to go for it on fourth and short all the time. When it does, I'm going to go for it. He did that all the time last year.
One quickly? He went for it on his own 20 last year in a game against the Ravens.
That's right.
And now he's got fourth and short, and he's punting from midfield.
Yes. Yes.
So
he's good. Now he's doing anti-math.
Right.
And I follow the proper Twitter accounts, right, that they are on the stuff right away with the punting, the go for it, the percentages. Every single time last night, it's like, no, he made another mistake.
Yeah.
The percentages say go for it there. And there was one, in fact, because I have them right in front of me right now. There was a fourth and two at the KC 47.
Right.
They couldn't pick up anything on third and two when, of course, they were going shotgun. Herbert took the sack for 1 yard to create a fourth and two at the 48. No, they punted there as well. And it was somebody from ESPN who tweeted out, that is going to rival one of the worst punts of the entire year. One of the worst decisions to actually go out there and punt.
Yeah, and I forgot he also did the same thing in the pivotal Week 18 game against the Raiders. I think he went for it inside his own 30, and it didn't work out. I mean, he had no problem on the sneak on fourth and one. That got there, no problem.
Right.
Going hurry up there that actually worked. But right. And then he kicks the field goal, fourth and two. I don't know what Andy Reid's doing. Hold my beer. Andy Reid kicking from the one. But everything works out for Reid and the Chiefs.
Well, how come they're...
You just can't lose that game if you're the Chargers.
No, you can't. How come the Chiefs are so bad or were so bad last night in short yardage?
I don't know.
I mean, when they ran that underneath, shuffle pass to Travis Kelce, they were going 1,000 miles an hour and it had no chance to work.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up.
They were discombobulated. Like, what?
Well, how many times are you going to run that play? You ran it to death against Arizona. I watch your game film.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you do from week to week.
Yeah, we know what's in the arsenal here.
The cat's out of the bag with that play. But yeah, between shotgun and not being creative and bizarre play calling, yes, absolutely.
Is it possible that Mahomes can go on a quarterback sneak?
Yeah, that too.
Do they have that as an option, or is that in his contract where it's like, no, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna, I can't go under center and quarterback sneak at a fourth and one.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
always with the shotgun.
It's like the first touchdown pass, right? It's like Tecmo Bowl. Am I gonna run? Am I gonna push it back? Oh, he might run. No, I'm gonna run back. Okay, wide open touchdown, piece of cake.
How about that second touchdown?
Yep.
I mean,
oh, come on.
Both those quarterbacks are so good. He runs up. Yeah, you're right. He just flicks it like this.
Flicked it.
And it just like, bam, where do you want it?
Yep.
For a long touchdown like that.
I like Bieniemy too, but can you mix in a little Allaire? I mean, I know he got stepped on early, but 8 carries?
He looked good last night.
Well, give him the ball. I mean,
I thought he looked really good last night. Yeah.
Yeah. Bizarre game. Bizarre game. Shenanigans. Backdoor cover. Had nobody supposed to kick the field goal. Put it on 7. My God. Everything.
You know, the way that was also when, it's 24-17 Chiefs ball and it's on first down. And I'm thinking to myself, if they don't get it here, and they're probably not going to be so aggressive to score a touchdown, like they're going to be comfortable playing for a field goal. That prop that we bet yesterday was under 3.5 field goals for various reasons. It's like, okay, wait, they're going to kick a field goal here and that's going to be 27-17. And what's going to happen, the Chargers had the ball here with only a couple of minutes left. They're going to go down and Staley's going to do the correct thing and kick the field goal. And if they make it, that's going to go over the prop and they'll have an onside kick with plenty of time left and use timeouts if they don't get it.
Yeah.
And he didn't. He was stubborn and went for the touchdown.
Right. So we did this before the season started. DraftKings had it. Teams to start 5-0. I mean, if they won that game, they were really in business.
Yeah.
I mean, they still can do. Because look what's coming up now for the Chargers. Jacksonville, Houston, Cleveland, Denver and Seattle at home, and they go to Atlanta. Very good chance they cash that prop. And then they'll blow one of those games. I mean, they'll be favored, but we saw what happened last time they went to Houston. They could be 6-1, they could be 7-1, but knowing this organization, they'll probably give away a game or two. And then, I mean, legitimately though, how concerned are you with Staley with this 180? You have to be.
Oh, I'm way more concerned today than at any time before.
It wasn't just one call. It was like 4 bizarre calls.
No, it was over and over and over again. And don't forget, he did it last week against the Raiders as well. I think the media who crushed him last year, I think they got to him. And I think he heard all of it, and I think he said, I can't do it again.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I don't know if there's any pressure from up top either. Like, look, we get it going forward on fourth down, but you were too aggressive a season ago. That's all me right. speculating and me all guessing.
Right. And why was Herbert in the game? When everyone's, get him out, he's hurt, and then a ball. Yeah?
I know, but then he comes out and he makes those passes to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So here is Brandon Staley after the game talking about his warrior that he has at quarterback.
It was a tough game, and you're not going to see a quarterback in any level of football play tougher and do more for their team and will their team to give them a chance than him. There's nobody that can do what he can do. Nobody. He showed a lot of guts. He showed us what he shows every day, that we're never out of the fight, and he brought us back and gave us a chance.
Honestly, it almost sounded like he was going to break down there and cry.
Yeah.
And I know that they were saying all the right things last night. Well, he had to go get x-rays immediately after the game, as one would expect.
Yeah.
But they're saying he's going to be okay. Is he?
That game had everything. How about the James WWE body slam? Rampage Jackson body slam.
So that's legal?
What he was doing. I know. Pick you up, pile drive you, too. How'd it go? 11 years, $13 billion. Buffering issues. Yeah, if you paused it, going back, forget about it. If you paused it and wanted to rewind.
So I did that once. I wanted to go watch that sequence again where Mahomes basically threw the two INTs that were not INTs. And when I came back and tried to get to real time, it automatically put me over on something called Dudes versus Pro. Dude Perfect, evidently big with the kids.
What is it?
Dude Perfect.
Dude Perfect. Okay.
I couldn't get it off for like 3 minutes. I'm like, what the hell really? Happened? And I had to exit
people
the app.
Sorry, people were saying when you would rewind it, go all the way to the pregame.
Oh, to the very beginning.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
That was happening. Right?
I would say for the most part, though, the streaming was pretty good on my end. Uh-huh. Now, it was weird because I tried it on two different TVs at the same time. And on the main TV where I was watching the regular feed, I turned on another one. The second time I put it on, it was probably 20 seconconds ahead of the regular feed.
What'd you think? Our buddy Fitz said it was about 22 seconds
I counted about 16 seconds
okay,
on the
yeah.
feed that I was on.
Right.
All these feeds could be different,
that's
by the
true.
Way. Good point by you on
yes,
X last night.
Yes, it is. You don't know what... yes.
I might have 12 seconds. You might have 25. I don't know.
Right. The in-play shenanigans. I paused it, and then I wanted... that didn't work out either. I just had to go back to where the actual live game, where it was. And then I guess they worked something out with 300,000 bars, too. Get in that Amazon.
Direct, yeah. Okay. Yeah. And I will tell you this, thanks to one of our viewers for tweeting me last night. I did not get in there until the fourth quarter, but next week, pay attention to the Prime Stats channel. I will not turn it off the channel. It's still Herb Street and Michael's on the call. They give you the overview, so it's all 22.
How do
so
I
you,
get on?
You see that it's one of the apps. They have it on a separate app.
You're kidding.
Oh, no, it pops right up. I didn't see it right away.
What's it called? Primetime Stats?
Prime Stats.
Prime Stats.
Amazon Prime Stats, and it's all next gen, and it runs down the stats as they're happening in real time. Oh, okay. It's brilliant. That is going to be my main feed on every single Amazon Prime game.
Okay.
I love the option.
I told you, too. I told you. DraftKings, the sponsor. Just every guy picking a prop, putting together their same game parlay. That's it. The thing was 30 seconds.
Mm.
Deserve
more time?
There you go.
Probably deserve more time there.
I would also think for the sponsor, too, for what DraftKings is.
Yeah. Kick off the football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your go-to sportsbook for every line, boost, and special lace-up. For every week with Bet Rivers Parlay Insurance and Touchdown Insurance, what they offer every single Sunday, build a parlay of at least four legs, and if it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown in Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they scored any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. It's a whole new game. Win-lose coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Start your football season on the right foot. Subscribe to VSiN Pro. Full access to everything we do. Daily picks at a glance. We recap the top plays made by every VSiN host and guest. 24/7 video. Season prep. The weekly college and pro football matchup guides covering every game all season long. Pro tools and pro tips updated every hour to up your betting game. Get the discounted rate for $175 through the Super Bowl or save 50% off the monthly price with the annual subscription. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right, here we go. This is going to be a lot of fun this hour as one of the five people to split Circa Survivor a year ago and walk away with a ton of cash joins us in studio right now. Chris Piper, kind enough to be up early in the morning with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Very good. Getting ready to play golf at 6.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So
get after it. There you go.
Before we get into how you attacked it this year and how many entries you had, where you're sitting right now going into week two, what did you eventually do with the money? What did you walk away with, by the way, if you don't mind sharing, if that's okay? And then what did you do with it?
Okay. I basically hedged last year for $250,000. So I lost that. It was $1.2 million. They took on home IRS $288,000. So I was left with... $600,000.
Okay.
So I used it to buy a property in Bannon, Oregon, right behind Bannon Dunes Golf Resort. And I'm less than a mile from the Pacific Ocean. So it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. I left 65 degrees to come over here, but it's nice now. But I was expecting about 110 degrees when I came
from
Vegas because I've lived here for 33 years.
I've heard great things up there about the golf. I've been to Oregon a couple of times, but never that part of it. And you're a big golfer. So is that the main reason why you wanted to do it?
It was a main reason. My son had played up there. I had never played up there. I went to Eastern Oregon State on a baseball scholarship, and that's on the other side of that's in Grand Oregon. That's on the other side, eastern part of Oregon. I had never been on the west side, never taken a coastal trip. So I did that in March, and I fell in love with it because I went all the way up the coastline of Oregon through Washington. We'd lived at Port Townsend for 12 years. And I came on down and I put an offer in for the property and they took it.
Did you set aside any of the money and say, I'm going to blow this or just have fun and how you celebrated? Did you get like a cabana? Did you take everyone out to dinner? Did you?
I'm sorry to interrupt you there, but I had 4 days last week of a cabana. In fact, I'm doing Saturday and Sunday with the cabana, and you guys are invited also.
Okay, excellent.
We're going to party.
There you go. We're going to party. There you go. I cannot believe you only had one entry,
yes,
and you did this.
It was very difficult. I had like four games that could have went either way.
Do you remember them?
Oh, yes. First one was Minnesota against Detroit, where Detroit took the lead against Minnesota. I had cousins basically drive him downfield. I think they kicked a 55-yard field goal.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And that was one of them.
Okay.
The second one was Baltimore was down, I'm sorry, by 14. Minnesota had taken the second half kickoff back for a touchdown to go up by 14. They came back, tied the game. I think the game went to overtime, and Tucker kicked a field goal for that one.
Okay.
And then Mr. Mayfield, of course, that was the best one because that would have killed six of us. There would have been one winner in the whole entire thing because
Christmas.
Yeah, because the other guy, I believe, had Tennessee. So Mayfield had four interceptions, and had they ran the ball and ran the ball and ran the ball, game over. But they didn't do that. So and there was another game that I can't remember exactly. It was a Thanksgiving game. I was going to take the Cowboys against the Raiders, and I would have been out.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, no, don't do that. I don't like Dallas to begin with.
Right.
And I'm not really a Raider fan, but I do live in Vegas, because I'm a Niner fan.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and took the Bears. And I had to have a
second field. There you go, another game.
Okay, so now you have plenty of ammo.
Right.
Explain the decision to have 30 entries now.
Well, I decided that because I told my son, I said, I'm on their, basically their dime. I mean, I made this amount of money. I'm going to invest it in my children's retirement, in a sense, because I'm doing the same thing. I'm going, okay, I got six entries for each child, and that's 24. And basically myself, so I'm going to have 30. But it kind of backfired from last week because I went 10 and 20. I lost. I was 20-0. I think I got a little cocky, basically, because I said, I'm 20-0. I got to pick three games here. I had four. I had Kansas City as an alternate, but I threw in the Bengals. So, I still got 10 entries. I had one last year, so I have nine entries more than I had last year.
Yeah.
So, and you were responsible for that one last year. You had no partners last year.
No.
Okay.
But I did have my son in my ear all the time.
You did? Okay. Yeah. And then what about this year then? I know you had your kids sign up and everybody else.
Right. I'm in charge.
You're in charge of all of them.
Right.
You'll basically get the final say.
I'm in charge of the whole entire thing. Plus, I have three entries in the picking five games a week or whatever. I stink. I really stink in picking. I like maybe like two games a week or maybe one game. Five games is impossible for me to pick.
It's tough.
Yeah.
For a full season
after
long.
First week.
Right, especially when you have bye weeks, all the injury news, that kind of thing. Okay, so then you 10 and 20, and you went with three teams overall last week?
Yes.
Bengals got you for 10 of them.
Right. Five turnovers, pretty much two extra points because it was a 29-yard field goal. And then last week I had Tennessee with a missed 47-yard field goal. So I easily could have been 30-0 and or had 30 tickets live. But, that's the NFL.
Yep. So what are you pondering this week, if you don't mind sharing? Are you going to go all 10 on one?
Oh, I know you love the Packers. So, as Mr. Rogers goes, I own you like he did last year. I'm thinking about that game specifically because of what he just owns that team. So it doesn't matter who's playing. So I'm looking at that, and I'm looking at a couple other games, but it's like I'll make my decision. I've got till tomorrow, so we'll see.
You might shove. You might shove all 10.
I could.
Oh, boy.
I could, but...
Are you thinking at all about... See, I wouldn't use them anyways because it's a road game. I'm not even thinking about Christmas.
No.
But it's week 17. I mean,
right.
I don't even think the contest goes that long. What do you think? We're down to 2,500 already.
Well, I had a theory of playing the... I talked to Derek about this last week. because I've been here almost 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And my theory was to go one game for the first 10. Then week 11, you go two. And then Thanksgiving, you have to play every, you have to play all three games, which would eliminate everybody probably.
Yeah.
But he, I thought he always wanted one winner. I said, if you want one winner, this is how you do it. Because then week 13 would be two games you have to pick, 14, two games. Then you get the, then all the other games. Mm-hmm. And then you get to Christmas, and you have to play three of those games if you're even alive. You know, it makes it more difficult. Last week, I think it was more than half the people got knocked out.
Oh, because, they did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because so many upsets. And, I mean, it was crazy. It was, it was a typical NFL week because
it was.
You expect the unexpected.
Okay, so, but if you're not going to worry about saving the Packers for Christmas, I can understand that because it's Christmas a month later than Thanksgiving. But you need to probably plan ahead to save the Bills here specifically, right, at Circa, because Thanksgiving is his own week.
Sure.
So you're not going to consider the Bills like this week.
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
Because that the other two Thanksgiving games are not exactly easy.
No, they're not.
Not that anything's a lock, but you know what
nothing's
I'm saying?
Nothing's a lock.
No, nothing,
NFL.
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, anybody could beat anybody. Look at the Jacksonville last. This is going to be an interesting game this week. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville was the big dog last year against the Colts. All the Colts had to do was win the game, and they're in the playoffs. I think it was like 15, 16, if I remember right. Something like that.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And they lost outright. And I'm going like, now they're four? That's going to be one of my games picking in the other contest against the spread. Just the theory of, you know, even though it's, you know, you've got different quarterback with the Indianapolis Colts, but I just think that, you know, you go from a 16-point favorite on the road last year, and now you're a 4-point favorite. So I'm going, that's my one play at least for Indianapolis this week in the other contest.
Have you looked ahead? Week three's going to be tough.
I've got my book. I've got my docs book. That's what I used last year, crossing things off, going and basically looking ahead to certain weeks or whatever. But no, I haven't. Haven't done all the homework yet.
So you don't map it up.
I've been partying. I've been having a good time. I've been basically I've had a cabana for four days.
There you go.
And this weekend I'm having a cabana of Saturday and Sunday with the fight and all that. I'm going to have a lot of people out there. So it's like, I tell people, come thirsty and eat whatever you want. Let's party.
Hey, did you map it out last year, or did you go week by week?
No, I really didn't go. I really went week to week.
You did?
Yes. It was basically, I crossed every team that I had, because the Niners was the first week last year. If you remember right, Detroit had a chance to win that game.
Yeah.
And it was like, and see, I'm a big Niner fan. I was going like, how could you lose that game? But they were like inside the 20-yard line and had a chance to score, but they didn't. They didn't score. So I moved to week two. Like I tell people, just move on, baby. Just like Al Davis, just move on and have a good time. If you lose, you lose. I mean, you know. And what else you got to do? I mean, it's like you put your. It's like I put my $30,000 down this year. I mean, I'm ahead of the game already. I'm having a good time. That's what life's about. Have a good time.
Good job, champ. Good job. Yep. Was that you yesterday when they had the signs at the cabana? Welcome back, champ.
No, that wasn't.
I
was down at the stadium swim to watch a little bit of baseball.
Okay.
But I was not in the cabana yesterday.
Yeah. You're getting your mail at the cabanas here.
That's right. Hanging out.
Great to meet you. Thanks for coming in studio today.
Sure, no problem.
Good luck with the remaining 10 entries.
Thank you.
There you go. Chris Piper, he split. He was one of five people to split Circa Survivor a year ago, and a little bit of his game plan for this year. Up next, more of the games on the Sunday slate. They did not play well in week one, but they have been awesome after a loss. Amazing numbers coming up next. Plus, one team has won 6 of 7 outright as road underdogs. We'll tell you who next here on Follow the Money.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Do football the right way. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to book for every line, every boost, and every special. Great house specials. And you have the parlay insurance and touchdown insurance that they offer every Sunday, all season long. Build a parlay of at least 4 legs. If it loses, get your stake back as a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football. and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. Every Tuesday and Friday, it's Adam Chernoff, Covers.com, and the Simple Handicap Podcast, and more emphasis on props on Friday. He joins us now. Good to see you, friend. How about a total that you've added here? What are your thoughts on the Houston-Denver game?
All right, this is a fun one because there's been a battle back and forth between professionals, and there's two of us specifically that are kind of playing in the middle here. So 43.5 was the opener, and there was a group that hammered this over almost immediately. And so it went up from 43.5 to 45. And then another group came in and bet the over as well that pushed it to 47.5. There was disagreement there that brought it back down. And there was another pro, and I was looking at it with him for like 3 days. We're like, we got to bet the over. We got to bet the over, right? We're going back and forth. Yesterday, we settled on it. We're like, okay, we're going over. Feel really, really good about it. And there's a couple things that work to this total. First and foremost, the Houston Texans defense is horrible. Gave up more than 500 yards to the Indianapolis Colts. I know the scoreboard didn't reflect it, but this is an absolutely atrocious defense. Matched up against the Denver Broncos, it's kind of the opposite situation on the offense, where the Broncos performed really well on offense, but it didn't show on the scoreboard. So you kind of have the conflicting box scores between the Houston D and the Denver offense on what they did on Monday Night Football. I'm going to give Denver a little bit of a pass. Now, I'll hold Nathaniel Hackett to sort of responsible for it, but it was a team that started a first-time head coach, offensive coordinator, and QB. Only team in the league to do that, but they still had no problems moving the football. So I think that really bodes well for the over. Second thing here is that Houston was on the field for 90 snaps. Remember, they played that entire extra overtime period. It was the longest that any team was on the field. Now they have to go to Denver, and that defense that was on the field for 90 snaps against Indy has to play in that Denver altitude early in the season. That is something that really impacts defenses. That's almost always priced in, but in this case, I don't know if we're fully pricing in the extent to which the Texans were on the field. And the last thing I'll add here, Houston, despite leading for nearly 40 minutes in that game against Indy, fourth fastest pace of any team in week one. That's a drastic change under new OC Pep Hamilton. If this team is trailing and they keep that same pace, that's exactly what you want from a double-digit dog at a total. Love a lot of things lining up here on the total. Reasons why there's a couple different groups going on the over, but I really like it as well. So over 45.5 and 46, anything better than 47 is a bet on this total.
All right, very good breakdown as always. So it was a slow start in the first half for Mayfield and the Panthers. I thought he played well in the second half. Now they take on the Giants on the road. What do you want to do with the team total and maybe a prop on a player?
So let's go Panthers team total over. And you mentioned it was a slow start, but it was a tricky matchup because obviously the Cleveland Browns know everything about Baker Mayfield. Mm-hmm. Played there forever. The defense knew it. And Joe Woods before the game said, we're in a really good spot here because Mayfield had to go through that quarterback competition. There was a lot on tape in preseason for Baker Mayfield and the Panthers. So the Browns came into that really prepared, but they do one thing well, and that's generate pressure off of the edge. The Panthers were starting a rookie offensive lineman. Baker Mayfield is as susceptible to pressure as any QB in the league. So it's kind of the perfect matchup for the Browns defense. With all that said, Carolina still scored 24 points in that game. This week, they get a much easier defense in the New York Giants, who have both of their edge rushers on the injury report. But either way, it's a much easier matchup for this Panthers offensive line. Total comes down to 20.5, below the key of 21. And I think it's a spot where this offense is going to look a lot more comfortable, be able to move the football a lot more effectively. And you don't have that sort of drastic, difficult matchup that they had to face last week where there was so much familiarity. So I look at last week, they were still able to move the ball despite that. This week, much easier. Really like this team total over.
Okay, so you like that over. That's tied into then, I'm guessing, you think it's going to be a big day and a bigger game for Christian McCaffrey. I'm looking at the box score, and I watched the game last week, and I get it, Adam. They were trailing and down like 20-7, and they had to, you know, utilize the passing attack, but he only ran the ball 10 times last week in the loss to the Browns, only touched it 14 times. Are you expecting to hear a much bigger game from McCaffrey?
This is a fun week for news props. Week two always is. And if you dig deep enough, you can find a lot of different things on a weekly basis about running backs and receivers and how they're included in the game plan. There are some pretty easy ones sitting out there that I feel really comfortable betting into. That's exactly one of them. Christian McCaffrey rushing yards over 59.5. Ben McAdoo is one of my least favorite people in the entire NFL. But if there's one thing he's good at, it's at really talking about the game plans that he's willing to share. He lets everything out. And Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday this week, he's had media availability. In each one of his interviews, he said that not having Christian McCaffrey get more touches running the football was an error on his part, and that is going to change this week against New York. So McCaffrey's rushing total closed 65.5 a week ago. It is down into the 50s this week. I think that's an overreaction to what we saw against a very good Cleveland defense. This week's much different, like McCaffrey rushing yards over.
Okay, and 59.5 is definitely available. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Adam Chernoff, our guest, covers.com, and also the podcast is a simple handicap as well. Lamar Jackson only ran the ball 6 times last week for 17 yards. What's the angle this week as they take on the Dolphins?
Well, he faces a defense that can play really well against him. Last season, we saw them shut him down because they have so much speed in the secondary. Mm-hmm. They're willing to play with extra defensive backs on the field. But I think, furthermore, there's maybe something going on with Lamar overall. He had weird media all week. He's walking around with milkshakes and talking to reporters, and he's going back and forth about his contract. Wasn't willing to run against the Jets, which I found very strange. But this is also an offensive line now that has issues at left tackle. The running backs are still not 100%. So this Ravens offense just isn't where it needs to be at the moment. And I think there's a little something to it where Lamar didn't use his legs more in week one. So I'm happy to go under his rushing total. That's right at 50.5. But I will also say, if you can find the combo rush and passing yards total, that's at around 286. That's a good one to look at it under two. But rushing yards under for Lamar for a second week in a row.
Okay. Anything else?
One I really like this week. Everything Aaron Jones over.
Okay.
And I'll specifically key in on the rushing yards over 52.5 Sunday Night Football. Again, I talked about the news this week and how there's a lot of things coming out. There's 3 different sources here. So Matt LaFleur, immediately after the game last week, lost to Minnesota, he was sort of quizzed about what was happening, and he said that it was unacceptable that Aaron Jones only got 8 touches, and that would not happen again going forward. Offensive coordinator said they had full intentions to getting Aaron Jones more involved in the running game, but because plays didn't go right early, the big touchdown was dropped, the Packers fell behind. He said, we didn't get to run him nearly as much as we wanted. And then Tuesday, Aaron Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show for his usual Tuesday appearance, talked about the game for about 12 minutes. 2 different occasions within that interview, he mentioned that we need to get the ball more to 33 and trust our running backs because they're the best players on the field. And so all of these things together, plus the fact that the Packers are a 10-point favorite, there might be some weather in this game as the total continues to drop. I think the Packers are going to be running a lot more against the Bears defense that looked much better than it is because of the rainy conditions that were so extreme it completely shut down anything both of those offenses can do. And you get everybody saying we need to use Aaron Jones more. And so to me, it's a spot where you have all these different sources of guys within the team that obviously have a lot of influence on play calling, saying that they want to run him more. It's a better matchup. The Packers will be leading, which encourages more runs. To me, Sunday Night Football, this is the best prop on the board. I think it's the best prop of the week. Happy to take Aaron Jones on his rushing yards over at 52.5.
Beautiful analysis, as always. And again, you're going to be doing halftime stuff, what, for the primetime games coming up Sunday night and Monday night at covers.com?
Every standalone game, primetime game, all season long, halftime on Covers YouTube. Yep, that's right.
Very cool. Thanks, Adam. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks very much, guys. Enjoy the games.
Yep, you too. And you can follow him on Twitter, at Adam Chernoff. Okay, so noted on the Aaron Jones stuff, for sure.
Good quotes.
I'm looking for props to lead the league in rushing this week. I don't see him yet available.
Oh, yes. Very good.
Yeah, I want to see what McCaffrey is.
Okay. If I have that's up yet.
Very good at detecting those comments made by coaches and exactly what the game plan is. Should be anyway in week 2. Up next, comments that will turn out to be either outrageous, ingenious, maybe a little bit of both. Are we on something or onto something here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook all season long. BetRivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football-related content. You can check out the website, BetRivers.com, download the BetRivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It is a whole new game. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will discuss Survivor a little bit more, some teaser talk as well. Here we go with on something or onto something. I will throw one college football item at you right now, Paulie. Mm-hmm. It's been NFL heavy today, deservedly so. Iowa's defense will outscore their offense in another game this season as early as tomorrow, possibly against Nevada. Am I on something or onto something? It's already happened once this year.
Yeah, you're onto something.
You think so?
Absolutely. It's bad to say. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, how conservative they are, too. This guy, that's the other thing. Absolutely, that could happen. And you're right. It could happen tomorrow.
It could happen tomorrow. They have a couple.
Yes.
Imagine that. They win like 21-6.
There's a pick six. They return a punt.
Sure.
You can do that. Go about that route.
And they have one rushing touchdown for like 9 yards.
That's it.
Yeah.
14 points on the season.
Look at their numbers. They're at the very bottom of the list, like points scored, overall offense, like in the entire country. You're a Big Ten school.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah. What's he going to do? Fire his son? I mean, that's...
I mean, what's the play?
I know. Right.
By the way, Nevada lost to Incarnate Word, and they gave up 55 points.
Good point. Yep.
Imagine if Iowa's offense does nothing.
And the wins, they were, I think, +5 in a turnover battle.
Yeah.
In the two games, too, right? Okay, staying with that. I thought this was interesting. He said it with us last time he was on this week. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. About how long is the grace period if you're the greatest of all time and you have 6 Super Bowls? Tying it into, I'm going to hire my son. Florio brought it up, but if the Patriots win 5 or 6 games, Belichick is going to be out. Am I on something or onto something?
Do you mean he's like Kraft is going to drop the?
No, yeah,
he's going to fire him,
or they just, you know,
they mutually agree. I could see that happening.
Based on how bad the offense has looked, being stubborn with Patricia. Everyone knew it wasn't going to work. They look bad. Remember. Florio's right. He did make the comment about, we don't have a playoff win in 3 years.
No, he did say that.
Yes.
So you got to think about where Kraft is at mentally now with the organization. Would that be the most egregious move ever by an owner if Bill Belichick got fired after a couple of years of not having Tom Brady and they were a playoff team last year?
Right.
I could see Belichick saying, look, I'm in my 70s now.
Either one.
I had an unbelievable
that's
run.
That's fair. I know. Either one.
And just
I'll
say,
go do something
either
else,
one.
I'm older.
Yeah, where he's like, that's it for me. Like how long are the Bills going to be really good?
Yes.
Probably for a long time.
Yes. What if Tua figures it out?
Exactly right.
McDaniels appears to be a good coach.
And look at the quarterbacks, the young quarterbacks specifically in the AFC. So now you got to match, Josh Allen. You got to match Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. It's just like one right after another.
Yep.
You own this conference for 20 years. Sail off into the sunset.
Yeah.
Totally fine.
Dustin, this one's for you. So we have Dunkin' Donuts every morning. And wink, wink, hello, DraftKings. It should be the Dunkin' Donuts studio. But Krispy Kreme is average at best. And if you were in a grocery store and you would say, what kind of a donut is this? The hype is unwarranted. It's not a good donut. It's Krispy Kreme is very, very overrated. Am I on something or onto something?
I'm probably the wrong guy to talk to about this. You want to know why? I haven't had a Krispy Kreme in probably 20 years.
I have.
It's because...
There's nothing to it.
It's because of exactly what you said. I moved out here. I heard all the hype. They're all over the place. I went to go get them.
The first time it opened, the lines out there.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, I have to have a dozen of these, right? I get back, brought them to work, took one bite, and I'm like, wait a second. I hope this one's better than that one. Took another bite. I'm like,
Hello.
What are you talking about?
There you go. I don't get it. There's nothing to it.
And it's never changed? It's the same product?
It's an average donut.
And all you're going to hear about in specific cities, like out here, you got to have it. It's amazing. Got to go find it.
Compare it to Dunkin' Donuts or Pink Box or whatever.
Oh, there's so many other spots that are better.
We feel bad for you. Stowe, Massachusetts again. But come on. You compare it to those other donuts.
Yeah, Dunkin's a good spot, man.
Great spot.
Dunkin's a very good spot. Kenny Pickett will turn into the reason why the Steelers make the playoffs. Am I on something or onto something?
No, you need to be drug tested. I thought there was a report that they were going to go with Trubisky the whole season now. What the hell's going on here?
Well, did you watch them play offense on Sunday?
Yeah, right.
They probably should have lost that game by 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs. I know. That's ridiculous. Now, the more you think about it, I feel Chris Piper's pain. I didn't have him in Survivor. But you're +5 in the turnover battle and you should have lost?
Yeah.
That's alarming.
What if they win this game and they go 2-0?
Well, yeah. Okay.
And Trubisky does nothing, right?
They have a good defense. I know Tomlin's a phenomenal
coach. Oh, for sure.
Boat.
They have, like, we played that cut from Trubisky earlier, we can't be so conservative. Well, again, if they can't open it up at all with you, They have the guys in place to score a lot of points on offense.
Yeah, but I got news for you. If they win this game, they're not making a quarterback change.
No, I know.
But they're not going to do that.
What if they win it again in like the same fashion?
No.
Do nothing on offense?
I like Mike North. I'm not big on that Trubisky bandwagon, but I think he'll be the starter for much of the season. Can't get there. Okay. Am I on something or onto something? An NFL coach will be fired by Halloween.
Oh man, that's coming up. You might be onto something there. You might be. Think about how many coaches could be on the hot seat already after this week.
It's a huge game for Rhule Sunday.
I think it's gigantic for Matt Rhule.
He's 10-24 at Carolina.
Yep.
You got an owner who wants to win with a ton of money, and you brought in some. You made the trade for Mayfield. You can rip all the coaching staff. What happened with McCaffrey? You thought 2-0 was in play here.
Absolutely.
You lose to the Browns at home in a pick'em, and you're small dog to the Giants. That's a tough start because you got Tampa, New Orleans coming up still.
Well, if it goes sideways, let's say they are somehow 1-7, 2-6, that would be in play. Let me throw another guy who could be in play by Halloween. How about Kingsbury?
Absolutely.
I mean, blowing out.
Absolutely.
Woodshed game in week one. That could happen. Now, we're playing the what-if scenario here, but if they get blown out by the Raiders this week, then where is like the game that they're going to win? They play the Rams at home. They're at Carolina. That could be a loser leaves town match.
Yes, it could be. They get your stuff.
Yeah, Eagles at home, at Seattle, New Orleans, and then at Minnesota. That's all before Halloween.
Yeah, that escalated quickly.
I mean, there's a scenario where they have two wins by Halloween. Yeah. And it's like, nah, pal, we've seen enough. Bye-bye.
Well, yeah, you also have to factor in the disaster and the epic collapse. They've lost now 7 of 8 games or 6 of 7?
Yep, I think you might be on something
there. They were not ready to play in the playoff game.
No, not at all.
The game plan, not ready to go.
Nope.
Blown out. And then the Carson Wentz granny INT.
I got one for you. Theaters across the country should offer NFL primetime games for free. Am I on something or onto something? Specifically the Thursday night games now that they're on Amazon Prime.
I charge $5. Sure, the center. A local joint used to do that.
It was great.
They would have the movie theater open to watch Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I watched the Oklahoma Florida national title game in 3D one time. It was awesome.
Would they charge?
No, it's free.
It was free.
CES was in town, Consumer Electronics, so they was like it was open. So like, yeah, come and watch the game. And it was an unbelievable experience.
They make the money on the refreshments.
Exactly right. You can have it for free. And then, by the way, here's the popcorn for $13. You want a hot dog, that's going to be, we're going to stick you for $11. But people will buy the refreshments and all that.
On to something.
Okay.
Yep, it's great.
And one more. And I've thought about this before. I tweeted it out years ago a couple times. And I've had a conversation, small conversation with like friends in the past. And just like based on last night's game as an example, with all the punts, 4th and 2, whatever, there should be a limit to how many times a team can punt during a game. Am I on something or onto something? You know how incredible that would be in change of strategy? Wait a second, it's 4th and 11 at your 40? Well, I only have one punt left. I got to go for it here. You get 4 punts every game. That's it.
Yeah. Not bad.
Oh, come on. That would be great.
I got to think about that one. That's not bad.
Do me a favor. When you get home today, wake up, think about that. Yearn. Sit there and yearn for a little bit about that idea.
I wouldn't mind it in college.
Yeah, because then I'll use the Iowa game again against, one of the Dakota schools. Hey, here's their, they've combined for 22 punts already today.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to cut that down.
Okay.
I would love it because Staley would not have punted last night.
Yeah. I can't believe, what happened to this guy?
I don't know.
That didn't take long at all. After a couple, I thought all off season he goes, that's what we're going to do. That's who we are.
I'm a man of my principles.
He kept saying that the Thursday night game the last time when they lost on the Kelce walk-off.
Yeah, that's right.
Now he's like a girl, fourth and two. Now I got to run away. I thought
both coaches were scared last night. Said that earlier.
Yes.
In the first half.
Andy Reid from the one.
Andy Reid's matching him.
I got to hear from everyone too. Donuts. Because we're talking everyone waking up. I'm a Dunkin'. Give me the best donuts. And your thoughts on Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
FTM at VSiN.com and also tweet at us as well. I mean, Dustin is really fired up about the Krispy Kreme.
No, he is. And also...
It bothers him.
And I want tweets as well on the punt thing. Imagine that. Think about the strategy overall for coaches if they were limited to how many punts they could have in every single week. That would be outstanding.
Yeah.
More NFL up next. Survivor strategy for this week and teaser talk. We'll do tease up, tease down, or pass as we run down the schedule here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's game time, baby. And you're just lying there, watching on the couch? Uh-uh, that's not gonna cut it.
You need to get in the game with BetRivers Sportsbook.
There you go. Now you're live in the action. Live in-game bets, live player prime bets, live player prime bets, live player prime bets.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick off the football season with BetRivers Online Sportsbook. It's your go-to book for every line, every boost, and every special. Great house specials. And they always have the parlay insurance and touchdown insurance every Sunday. All season long, build a parlay of at least four legs. If it loses, get your stake back. There's a free bet up to $25. Wager on any player to score the first touchdown on Sunday Night Football and get your money back as a free bet if they score at any time. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app. It's a whole new game. Here we go. Chuck Edel, pro sports bettor, 4-0 last week on this show, 5-0 on the VSiN Betting Invitational with Matt Eumanns. If you stay up late, he's on tonight. He'll be giving out his plays with Matt, and he joins us every Friday during the football season. Great job to go 5-0. You're the leader in the contest. See if you can keep it going, and we would love to see if you have another 20-1 run in you, as you did a couple years ago. Fingers crossed, but you are the best. Okay, sir. Let's one NFL game, one total, Tampa and the Saints. What'd you do here?
Yeah, I'm coming back with the under in the Tampa game. Remember last week that was one of our plays with the under in the Tampa Dallas. I'm coming back with it. Tampa's. We talked last week about how shorthanded Tampa was. Well, it seems right now that they're even getting more shorthanded at those key positions: the offensive line, the wide receiver position. On the offensive line, Wirfs has an injury to his abdomen. He's going to probably play, but he's banged up. Left tackle though, Donovan Smith. Has an elbow situation. He's missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. We know they were already shorthanded at that position coming into the season. That was their big worry. Could they protect Brady? Now they got a couple more key offensive linemen banged up. Not only that, the wide receivers are extremely banged up. We talked about how bad Godwin was looking in practice. He tried to play last week, and what happens when you try to play with a bad knee and injuries? You blow out your hamstring, and that's what he did. So he's definitely out. Mike Evans has a calf problem. He's been limited in practice, but most likely he's going to play, but he has a calf problem. Julio Jones is questionable. He's got a bad knee, and he did not practice on Thursday. Russell Gage, he's got a hamstring problem. Perryman, he hurt his knee. So the wide receiver position, I'm sure a few of these guys are going to play. Not Godwin, but these guys might try to give it a go, but definitely not 100%. And when you're playing that position and you're banged up, it definitely will show on the field. And their defense, so I played a great game last week. Tampa's did. Prescott didn't get hurt until later on in the game. They shut down Dallas, only allowed 244 yards. Prescott, before the injury, 14 for 29, 134 yards, one interception. They completely shut him down. Meanwhile, the Saints, they had a bad first quarter of defense against Atlanta, but they kind of held Atlanta after that. In fact, only 10 second-half points. Atlanta's And then the Saints, Saints scored some points there late and got the job done. They put up 26 on them. But don't forget, this Atlanta defense last year gave up the third most points in all of the NFL. So I'm not going to give the Saints a lot of credit for that 26 points they put up on them. I think Tampa's defense will slow them down. I anticipate Tampa running the ball a lot with all their injuries at the wide receiver position. That was a little bit of their game plan last week as well. And I do like this under. It looks like pretty much 44.5 out there on total right now.
Okay, very good. At Chuck Edel on Twitter, E-D-E-L. Again, he'll be on with Matt Eumanns later tonight on the Friday Betting Invitational, and he crushed it last week. Okay, so a big talking point this week has been, how about these teams that won as huge dogs, Georgia Southern, Marshall, App State, and now, after winning as huge dogs, they're double-digit favorites. And let's go to game day. You're involved in the Troy App State game. What do you want to do here?
Yeah, there is situations, that you come up, and I think the line gets a little inflated. This Troy App State, now this is a conference game, and as we know, these conference games are a lot different than the out-of-conference games. We see it in college basketball. We see it in college football. Once you get in conference play, these teams know each other. It's a little bit of a different scenario. I mean, App State's coming up two huge games. I mean, they lost 63-61. To North Carolina, a game they could have won, and then they come right back and they upset Texas A&M. So now the Sun Belt Conference opener, App State has a bullseye on their back, and you know it, and Troy knows it, and they Troy got embarrassed by them last year. They were banged up with injuries at the end of the year, so they did bring in a new coach. They got rid of the coach. John Sumrall is their coach now this year. He was a defensive coordinator last year at Kentucky. And this Troy team, they have 18 players returning, and he inherits a very strong defense, and that's his strength, defense. They did allow, in their first game of the year, they played Ole Miss. They gave up 28 points to Mississippi in the opener. But, you know, that's a Mississippi team who averaged over 33 points a game last year, and they almost shut them out in the second half. So this is a real physical Troy team. This is a big physical team, and I think they're going to give App State everything they can handle. This is a last week they allowed 17 points to Alabama A&M, but really they were pretty much shut them out most of the game. They gave up 14 points in the fourth quarter, some junk points on offense. They returned a bunch of guys. They got their quarterback Gunnar Watson. He threw for 275 versus Mississippi, 351 last week. They have four guys returning on the offensive line, and this is a really good Troy team this year. Very improved from last year. Now, of course, we know App State was, potent, in that North Carolina game. Now, don't forget now that D didn't play that well in that game. But the North Carolina defense, who gave up 421 yards last week to Georgia State as well. So that North Carolina defense, a little weak. But, then App State, they come back and they did get the job done and they held Texas A&M. So kind of a two different weeks here. App State, 1 week, very good on the offense. Last week, they did good on the defense. But this is the kind of game, it's just the line just got out of hand here, and it's hard for me not to take the 12.5, 13 points here with Troy. I think it's going to be a closer game than people think here. It's kind of a hold-your-nose game. I know a lot of people I talked to, I told them I like Troy, and, it's one of those games that, when you watch what App State has done, but I think it's a really good spot for Troy on the conference opener, plus the 12.5 and 13.
So, Chuck, you're also involved in this SMU-Maryland game. Can you kind of explain, the total opened up high 60s, I think 69 in that territory, got as high as 74.5, I believe, then came back down a little bit, but it's now back on the move going up. What do you like here and why?
Yeah, it's been up and down, and just, sometimes just a group thought that maybe it got too high. They took some back here. But I do like the over in this game. I like the original move. The new SMU coach, Rhett Lashley, he was the SMU offensive coordinator in 2018, 2019. In 2019, his last year as the coordinator there, SMU averaged 79.8 plays a game, 41.8 points a game. And that's extremely fast. This year they've had a couple soft opponents so far. They put up 48 on North Texas, 31 in the first half. They kind of took the foot off the gas pedal. They put up 45 versus Lamar. They have quarterback Tanner Mordecai is back, and he's been a good one. This is a guy who could throw the ball, 7 touchdowns in the first two games. They have a veteran offensive line back, and they'll be firing the ball. Last year, the defense did give up over 28 points a game. And, as fast as SMU is going to be playing, that defense will probably give up a few more than that this year. It's going to be tough. They're going to be on the field a lot. But they have not been tested like they will versus Maryland. This is a Maryland team this year, only a couple games in, averaging over 43 points a game. And that's versus Buffalo and Charlotte. Even though the thing that jumped out at me also is, even though Maryland had a big lead on both these teams, they continue to throw the ball. Normally, a lot of times when you see a team with a big lead, obviously they run the ball a lot. In those two games, they scored 56 points. They won by 56 points combined. But they threw the ball 69 times. They only ran the ball 54. And they don't mind playing fast. That's Maryland with Tua's brother at quarterback. They're loaded at wide receiver. Maybe some of the best wide receivers in the country. The defense last year gave up over 30 points a game. Last week in the Charlotte game, they did beat Charlotte 56-21, but Charlotte had 388 yards of offense versus that Maryland defense. And this game just, to me, looks like a track meet here. Both teams want to play fast. Both defenses, the weaker side, the weaker side of the ball for both teams. And I do like this game to go over.
Keep it going. We'll be watching you tonight. And good luck in the contest. Thanks for coming on, Chuck.
Hey, thank you, guys. Talk to you soon.
There you go. Not only 4-0 last week on the show, 4 easy winners, too.
Yep. VSiN.com and the VSiN Daily Newsletter keep a running list of every pick made on our air every day with picks at a glance. The daily summary is only for VSiN Pro subscribers. Find them at VSiN.com or through our email newsletter, the VSiN Daily. Become a VSiN Pro at VSiN.com/subscribe. And Chuck, by the way, it was pointed out on Twitter this week to me by a couple of people, a couple of FTM Army members, the fact he does this on Fridays, where the market now has had 4 or 5 days to really mold these numbers.
Yes.
And for this guy just to be rock solid in nails and start out 4-0 last week on the contest with Matt 5-0, and you brought it up to him. I mean, that's, Paul, to go 20-1 is going to be tough to duplicate. If he does, it's like, okay, where does he want to go to dinner?
He has it in him. He's done it before.
No, he does,
excellent with the college football totals as well. And watch Matt's show tonight with all the contestants with their place.
That's going to be a very good show throughout the football season.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Indeed.
He's bringing on a ton of respected guys. And what do you say their best bets combined last week, I think, went 14-4?
Sounds right.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Horse racing picks with one of the best to ever do it. Jeff Siegel coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.